Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast by the DG Institute. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher, and this podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Let's get started. In today's episode, we're going to look at capital gains tax. That's a big question that can cause confusion, but actually it's quite simple when you break it down. So what is capital gains tax? It is a tax payable on investment properties, and it is a nationwide tax. In other words, it's imposed by the federal government, not on a state by state level. It doesn't go to a state government. So capital gains tax is a tax you pay on the growth or the value of your property. So put simply, if I buy a property for $100,000 and I go to sell it later for $200,000, I've made a gain, a capital gain of $100,000, haven't I? Because of the capital growth or the value of the property having gone up. So capital gains tax is a tax you pay on the profit of a property because it has gone up in price. You buy it low, you sell it high, you pay a tax on the difference to the federal government. Important points to note though is that first of all, it's not payable on your home, your principal place of residence. It's only payable on other properties. Secondly, with second and subsequent properties, it's payable if you're a passive investor, if you're not treating property as an enterprise. So for example, I might be building up a portfolio over time. I buy a property, I may fix it up a little bit, I'll put a tenant in for 3 years, and then I might sell it if the market's really good and I get a good offer. Capital gains tax would be payable then. However, if I'm in the business of trading property, if I'm buying and selling properties, if I'm a property entrepreneur, I can elect not to pay capital gains tax, but I can pay tax on my profits from the property game. In other words, I might set up a company, that company buys and sells properties, and I make a profit from that. I might flip properties. For example, I buy them, renovate them, and sell them. And I'm going to make a profit every time I sell a property, but rather than paying capital gains tax, I can elect to pay income tax. So my company that runs the property business earns an income from that, and it pays tax at the corporate rate on all of its earnings through property. So you can choose which way you want to pay tax. Either way, it's a federal government tax. Whether it's an income tax that your company pays from trading properties, or whether it's capital gains tax because it's more passive and you're just an investor and you're buying in and then selling later. One good thing to note though, if you do elect to pay capital gains tax on investment or subsequent properties, you can get that rate of tax halved if you hold the property for more than 12 months. That's why flippers would prefer to do it through a company and pay income tax. But if you're a longer term investor and you're holding a property for more than 12 months, then the capital gains tax you pay is halved. So a lot of people like to hang on to a property for that 12 month mark at least and reduce capital gains tax. The other thing that you can deduct from the tax payable for capital gains is any expenses that you had for the property. For example, your stamp duty, or perhaps you renovated the property and the reason for the gain is that you manufactured or added that value yourself. Maybe you put in a deck or knocked out some walls or put in a new kitchen. Then the cost of all of that is subtracted from the actual gain you made. You only pay the tax ultimately on the portion of your real profit. So a few things to think about there. High level overview is capital gains is payable only on properties that aren't your principal place of residence. Second point is if you elect to run property as an enterprise or a business and you're not passive, you're more active, you're manufacturing the capital growth yourself through renovations and flipping, then you can pay income tax on the revenue that you make from property instead of capital gains tax. And if you're doing it through a company, then that can be at the corporate rate. If you are passive and you're just holding properties for the longer term, a great thing to note is that if you're holding for longer than 12 months, then your capital gain is halved. So you only pay capital gains tax on 50%. And the final point to note is that if your property is a principal place of residence for some of the period of time and later you move out for a while and put a tenant in, but then you move back into it and becomes your home again, when you sell that property, it will attract capital gains tax because you haven't lived in it for the whole time that you've owned it. Now, that will be apportioned according to the period that it was an investment or a rental property. But if the capital gain is going to be significant, it may be a balancing act where it may not be in your best interest to move out of the property or to claim that the property wasn't your principal place of residence for any given period. So a bit to think about there, and a tax that must be considered because it attracts itself to any property that's not your principal place of residence in the whole of Australia. But capital gains tax is one to look out for and be aware of, because with some planning, you can make sure you're optimised for tax purposes. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.